I'm Annalise Schellmann-Dine with VPR News. Secretary of State Jim Condos is urging Congress to reject a proposal that would give Secret Service agents unlimited access to polling stations. Condos is part of a bipartisan coalition of secretaries of state opposing the measure, and he says he's worried the president might abuse the new authority to depress turnout at certain polling locations.
The president could, at his discretion, send armed security agents there, and they might intimidate people from voting. I mean, people might see armed guards and say, oh, you know, why? I'm not going in there.
The measure would allow the president to send Secret Service agents to polling locations at his discretion. The language has already passed the U.S. House of Representatives. Condos says he and other secretaries of state nationwide are urging senators to reject the provision. And Governor Phil Scott is renewing his call to have lawmakers pass several gun control measures in the coming weeks. Scott says law enforcement officials should have the authority to temporarily confiscate guns when a judge has determined that a person is an imminent threat to themselves or other people. He also supports a plan to raise the age to purchase a gun in Vermont from 18 to 21 as long as exemptions are granted. These include young people who serve in the military or law enforcement or have completed an accredited hunter safety course.
I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment. I've been an advocate for the Second Amendment. With the conditions, the caveats that I'm talking about, I don't believe it infringes upon those rights.
Scott also backs a plan to provide a universal background checks for most gun sales. Immediate family members would be exempt from this provision. The governor has also ordered the Vermont State Police to conduct a review of current security procedures for every school in the state because he says it's important to implement meaningful standards at all schools. For VPR News, I'm Annalise Schellmann-Dine.